Hi, welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson. Today is the 20th of October, and I'd like to talk about a neat cave of my own. Things are changing. I used to have a very regular schedule connected to weekly classes that allowed me to organize myself. It was Monday? Okay, so I had my MVHS, that's the Münchner Volkshochschule, evening classes. That was a regular slot for about 5 years, and one, two, or three one-to-one clients during the day who would sometimes cancel at short notice. So my fixed schedule was laid down by company courses in the schools I taught at, and variable appointments with clients who needed more flexibility filled up the rest. Every day had a personality connected to the very different types of courses I would be teaching and people I would be seeing. Before the summer break, things were simple. It was Tuesday, my hard day. 10 hours for very different groups and 4 rides in the S-Bahn, that's the local train, with a heavy trainer's case. It was Wednesday, my fun day. Some writing in the morning, then a nice one-to-one at my place, then over to Spotlight, and finally those nice people at Morphosis. But my fixed schedule started to interfere with my other projects, writing, translation, compact courses out of town. I felt rushed and stressed out all the time, running around between companies, and I just wanted to have a cave to think and do things properly. So I've reduced my teaching load to free up time for other things. Now my week feels very different. Fewer regular appointments, just a few biggies that need lots of preparation. Now I need to define my priorities and organize my time and energy from the bottom up. I'm still doing several things at once, and I'm starting to feel I need tools. Right now I have my Moleskine with loads of notes that I carry around all the time. I rely on my Outlook calendar and my to-do list, but it's not enough. I've blocked off thinking time, but somehow time and thinking don't work that way. I like working from home because it feels like I'm not wasting any time or money. I'm alone during the day, so why leave the apartment to go to a second place? But what is really bugging me is that I don't have a single wall that I can visualize my projects on. Don't laugh, I use my refrigerator with cards and magnets when I start to feel I'm losing it. But the fridge is too small, and we gotta eat, you know? So anyway, I clearly need to get more organized. And maybe I need a new habitat, an outside office. Maybe I need a neat cave of my own. I'll be thinking about this some more this week, and if you feel like it, come back next week for more on the Island Week. Oh.